Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Thorex Live. January 12, 1920 America, New York. International Energy Agency says Russia is contributing to an undersupply of gas to Europe. Head of the International Energy Agency Fatih Birol. We believe there are strong elements of tightness in Europe's gas markets due to Russia's behavior, Birol told reporters, noting, today's low Russian gas flows to Europe coincide with heightened geopolitical tensions over Ukraine. Russian Gas Co.
BBC News Business. January 12, 1916 America, New York. Firefighting is not all about saving cats in trees. One young firefighter describes what the day-to-day is really like. And what it takes to get hired. BBC News Business. January 12, 1908 America, New York. Why warehouses are Asia's new hot property. Online retailers are moving to bigger facilities and increasingly relying on automation to meet demand. BBC News Business. January 12, 1907 America, New York. A trade deal with India in 2022 would be a big prize. The UK is starting ambitious negotiations, but that won't solve the problems with its overall trade strategy.
Thorex Live. January 12, 1903 America, New York. Three reasons a UK committee is wary of a digital pound. Saying, digital pound for retail use could harm financial stability, raise the cost of credit and erode privacy. However, a central bank digital currency for wholesale use should be looked at in more detail. Info via Reuters. More to come as further details become available.
Daily FX Market News. January 12, 1900 America, New York. NZD, USD bulls target December high after US CPI fails to inspire greenback. The New Zealand dollar gained along with the Australian dollar and Chinese yuan after a red-hot US CPI print failed to inspire the US dollar. The light economic docket leaves prevailing risk trends U.
New York Times Business. January 12, 1843 America, New York. Elizabeth Holmes is set to be sentenced on September 26. Ms. Holmes, the Theranos founder, faces up to 20 years in prison for each of four counts that led to a conviction in her federal fraud trial. Elizabeth Holmes, Center, entering the courthouse in San Jose, California, on Monday.
Thorex Live. January 12, 1843 America, New York, Denmark to offer a fourth coronavirus vaccination to the most vulnerable. Reuters with the report, adding, hospitalization rates and deaths have stabilized despite the surge in cases. The fourth vaccine dose will be rolled out to the country's most vulnerable citizens later this week.
Daily FX Market News. January 12, 1830 America, New York, USD, JPY outlook mired by failure to defend January opening range. USD, JPY may continue to give back the advance from the November low, 112.53, as the exchange rate fails to defend the opening range for January.
Thorex Live. January 12, 1817 America, New York. Fed's Daily says it's time to begin removing some policy accommodation. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly, speaking in an interview with U.S. Public TV, says inflation is uncomfortably high. It's time to begin removing some accommodation. Expect prices to moderate as we get past COVID, and Fed withdraws accommodation. Don't want to get too far ahead on calling the number of raw.
Wall Street Journal Markets. January 12, 1813 America, New York, TPG prices IPO at $29.50 a share. The private equity firm priced its offering at the midpoint of its projected range, in the year's first big test of the IPO market.
Thorex Live. January 12, 1812 America, New York, Elon Musk says still work to do before TSLA launch in India. Still challenges facing the firm to begin trade in India. See Musk's reply below.
New York Times Business. January 12, 1802 America, New York. David McCormick joins Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania. A former Treasury official, Mr. McCormick has drawn comparisons to Glenn Youngkin, the financier recently elected governor of Virginia. David McCormick and his wife, Dina Powell McCormick, in 2018.
Thorex Live. January 12, 1801 America, New York. ICYMI. Fed's Bullard as a maybe on four rate hikes in 2022. Bullard spoke with the Journal Post is here from overnight. Fed's Bullard. I actually now think we should maybe go to four hikes in 2022 inches. If we get a couple of rate hike moves under our belt during the first part of this year, then we'll be in better shape for monetary policy over the long.
Daily FX Market News. January 12, 1800 America, New York. Natural gas prices surge over 13% with colder temperatures set to sweep across the U.S. Natural gas prices soared as weather forecasts showed colder weather sweeping across the U.S., hinting at a potential spike in demand over the next couple of weeks.
Forex Live. January 12, 1753 America, New York. The forecasts for an imminent Bank of Canada rate hike are getting more numerous. I posted these two earlier in the week on the next meeting of the BOC, January 26. Morgan Stanley expect the Bank of Canada to hike rates this month. RBC says the Bank of Canada needs to hike rates rapidly and multiple times. Forex Live. January 12, 1726 America, New York. Morgan Stanley says stay long AUD, NZD. Next catalysts for AUD is the RBA meeting. Snippet via EFX, at page, size, 21 cm 29.7 cm, margin, 2 cm. P, margin bottom, 0.25 cm. Direction, LTR. Color, number 00000. Line height, 115%. Text align. Left, orphans, 2. Widows, 2. Background, transparent. Forex Live, January 12. 1659 America, New York. Tokyo is raising its COVID-19 alert level. Tokyo will raise its alert to the second highest level earlier from Japan re-coronavirus response. Osaka Prefecture reports 1.7 Kelvins new COVID-19 cases. This from Wednesday Japan time. Okinawa, Hiroshima and Yamaguchi prefectures entered a quasi-state of emergency on Sunday. Forex Live, January 12, 1649 America, New York. Trade Ideas Thread, Thursday the 13th of January 2022. Good morning, afternoon and evening all. Any charts, technical analysis, trade ideas, thoughts, views, Forex Live traders would like to share and discuss with fellow Forex Live traders, please do so. Forex Live, January 12, 1648 America, New York. New Zealand building permits for November plus 0.6% meter per meter, prior minus 2.1%. For the YY plus 20.8% NZD, USD little changed on the data release after its rise following US CPI data overnight.